You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Good evening. What up, though?
What up, though?
You are tuning into Closet Conversations. And I just wanted to quickly give a shout out to La Culture and my girl over here. Ooh, something happened. Instagram stop. Sorry, y'all. and my girl over here, Top Shelf Bartini.
Hey.
Thank you, Ricky. Paris. The girl was trying to rush out and get here and left her purse in the bathroom. That's real love. I appreciate that. So I got my purse back, y'all.
Yay. Well, I'm your co-host, Chrissy Mack.
Chrissy Mack, and I am Berkeley. And today we have, or tonight we have a awesome group of guests, comedians. Yay.
No doubt.
Funny night. Time to laugh.
All right. We have Faygo Red, Foolish,
hey.
And Melvin.
Okay.
Melvin.
Welcome, guys. Thank you for coming.
No problem. Can I just hit this at will?
Absolutely.
You sure can.
excuse me. Can you cut my mic up a little bit, please? I know how this goes. I'm going to shout out my podcast at the end.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So I'll go first. So we have... right here in the white t-shirt, Two Live Crew shirt. What
no
is
doubt.
Going on?
Wait a minute.
Stuff you can't wear on the first date.
Right. What are we doing tonight, bitch?
Bought one of these boys.
Not the right impression.
That's a classic.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, so we have funny.
USA tour right here.
See?
Wow.
But you go over Girl House of Highland Park. That's you all right.
Oh, my God.
That's a nightgown for him.
Yeah.
I got the same one.
Right. I'm precious.
Let me get my intros out real quick.
But you know, this is the old Jeffrey Project. So,
is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Back that way. Oh, that's the old Jeffrey Project. So I'm dressed accordingly.
You ready?
Accordingly.
That's
right.
What's up. All right. Two Live Crew ready. All right. So Faygo Red.
No doubt.
Funny guy. Host at the Punchline for going on 2 years. And he has a headline coming up. Got some good things in the works coming up. Most importantly, he is my high school classmate, Henry Ford, class 98, baby. What?
Sorry, that's enough.
And middle school.
And elementary school. We went to Pitcher together. Elementary, we went to Taft Middle School together. And we
went together in the fifth grade for about a week.
I don't remember that shit.
I remember that. You had a Jerry curl. Who had a Jerry curl? Did you have a Jerry curl before?
Yeah, I had a juicy one, too. It kind of dripped
juicy
a little bit.
Girl.
Yeah.
Okay. It kind of dripped a little bit. I can tell all your stuff.
I came through dripping. Right. Whatever. So what? Yeah, so I did have a Jerry curl. But, it is nice to have you with us, Faygo.
Appreciate it.
The pleasure is all mine. Got me all off.
Jerry curl.
That's sad. And down on the end right here, we have Melvin, funny guy Melvin.
What's going on with you?
Your name is Melvin?
Yeah.
What the hell? They went with the professional actor extraordinaire name.
Yeah, they went
Melvin Bender. On that check.
He's a funny guy spokesman, spokesperson for Flint International Airport. So he does some funny guy commercials for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's been up at the Punchline. I've seen him when I go up here to see my homie Faygo Red. So he's
up there too. A couple times.
Yeah, cracking jokes
and all
that.
A little bit all over the world. A little bit, yeah. But you know, I'm trying to get there.
Well, that's what's up. Well, welcome to our show.
Hey, thank you guys for having me, man.
Yeah. You're welcome.
It's time to cut up.
Last but not least, we have Foolish.
Oh, I got a double intro.
Yeah, we got a double intro.
Hell yeah.
You've seen Foolish on, or listened to him on the radio in addition to his movies. List of movies, I'm sorry. I know you had me watch
a few. Loud Pack, Pawn Shop, One Porno. It ain't out yet. Straight up, no vein.
Okay. He has a line.
It's called Vape Dick. That's what it's called.
I can't.
Go on there.
Head with the lights.
The tagline: Puff Puff can't pass it up.
There you go. That's it.
Head with the lights on.
I got that. I could send y'all an email of that song if you want to play it.
Head with the lights on. I said it's a t-shirt line. Just kidding. But that as well. We have apparel, or
they
he has
did.
Apparel.
That's funny.
And it's a song. So rapper, actor, comedian, extraordinaire, father. Yes. Hey. Margie.
Yeah, you got to be a father.
She better not be absolutely on here listening. Beautiful self. So, yes, this show is dedicated in memory of Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Rest in no peace, doubt. Kool-Aid.
Rest in heaven. We know you making everybody smile. And it's a beautiful day, a lovely day. We're going to jump right in. This is Closet Conversations. Oh, I'm sorry. We got my boo here. Just say something because you at the mic already.
Hey, how are you?
Top Shelf Bartini.
Top Shelf Bartini.
That was a sexy little hey.
Yeah.
Gemini Queen over here. So she definitely supplies us with our beverages. Today everybody is in drinking, so that's good. But we are indulging in a little bit of Hennessy VSOP.
Shout out.
And
to the
Red Stripe beer.
Red Stripe.
Oh, yeah. She feeling it.
Right. She already.
Sorry, I just left the culture.
I might drink one of them things today.
You might. You could do a little Red, a little Jamaican beer.
Like, yeah, just give it to me.
You would do it to me. You see what it do to me, right?
You just going
to
give him one?
Both sides. Go ahead, man.
Oh, you just can't rip the top off of it?
Ain't no cocaine.
I believe we will have Miss Shawnee D from our phone.
She's doing a lot right now. Hopefully she'll call in soon.
Okay,
you know?
Awesome.
She's under the weather.
Okay, well, feel better, love, and we hope to hear from you as well. So again, we are Closet Conversations, and we jumping right
at the same
in.
Time.
Right, we
got to get some. We said at the same time.
Take it in the face.
Take it in the face.
So what do Closet Conversations actually do? Like, you know what I mean? Like, because usually when you say closet and you say conversation, it's usually stuff we don't know about.
Yeah, it's airing out your closet.
Yeah, everything out the closet, all the dirt.
Absolutely.
We want all the.
We want to know the shit.
Oh, y'all
really
want to know.
Yeah, we want to know.
That's
what
the people want to know.
Yeah, what the people want to know.
Yeah.
So I can tell y'all about time me, Kool-Aid, and Martez ran Bustos on this girl.
That sounds fun.
That's
all right, we're going to tell that story.
No, and he's not lying because he told that story at the club
I tell it all the time. It's been more than one girl. So it's been like nine.
You don't know what story we talk about.
Oh,
that was one of our questions. What's the, you know, funniest moment? I don't know if that's the funniest, but yeah.
Mel, do you remember that time you told that story at
which way, at Baker's?
Chicks.
At Chicks. Oh, yeah.
He was fucked up.
Yeah.
What's the story, man? Because I need to hear it. Because I've been really, been really good at comedy.
I might tell the girl name. I might tell the girl name. It's been about 9 or 10 of them. We might tell the name.
Okay, so what happened?
Let's start off with the funniest or most memorable moment with Kool-Aid.
Most memorable Busto moment.
I can tell the story.
Okay.
But it's one particular story. It was a young lady we all know. To be honest with you. And we went back to my place.
A comedy groupie? Like you always see her at all the shows.
Right. Kinda sorta. Okay. Kinda sorta.
I think I know who you're talking about.
I might throw a name out there. It don't matter.
Chuckle Bunny.
I don't care.
She did?
She here.
And I think she resurrected.
And so we went back to my house. She was talking all this stuff, so we left the club, went back to my house. So Martez and I and her was in my living room. Mm-hmm. Kool-Aid disappeared.
Uh-oh.
He's in my bed, totally naked, under the covers.
Whoa.
Watching TV. He got the control in his hand. He's sitting there. So I look in the room like, well, damn, cool. Like, what's up? I'm just ready, man. So we get the girl. girl go in there. Me and Kool-Aid start with her. So Martez in there, I think he might have been talking to his girl at the time, which is his wife now.
Sorry, Martin.
Hey, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, they got it. She know you a hoe.
About to die, babe. I'm gonna call you back tomorrow.
No, he explained it. So he had to go like in the other room and talk. So he finally come in there. So me and Kool-Aid doing what we do with her. So Tez is talking. We like, Tez, we need you in here, you know, to finish her off. So Tez like, I'm on the way. Here I come. So Tez come in the room. Girl, very pretty, very pretty girl. So Tez, I think Kool-Aid was hitting from the back. She was like jacking me up. I'm just keep the story real. So she jacking me up. So Tez was supposed to get head from her. So he laid across. And we like, okay, Tez, yeah, man, we're going to go ahead, man. We're going to run it. It's cool. Do it. Tez laid out.
I ain't hear this part of the story.
Look, she put her mouth on Martez. I think two sucks. He come.
He's screaming. Oh, God.
He likes so, her. Man, look,
yeah, he actually like her for real. So me and Kool-Aid stop and get mad. We like, well, dude, we supposed to been, like, what's going on, man? We got to run it. So look, Tez go back out. Well, let me go back out and get some water. I'll be back. So me and Kool-Aid, we switching up. We rotating. So finally, Tez come back in the room. Okay, she's riding Kool-Aid. I actually think I'm texting at this time. Oh, God. She told Martez, like, look, just put it in my ass. Look, so just go ahead. So Tez go to do it.
Say her name, bro.
Not the booty, dude. Oh, yeah,
this is a real story. So, look, so Tez go to do it. He pumps four times. Not making this up.
That's the ass.
Come again.
Wow.
He come again. So
she's
now
amazing.
He blowing this.
Where is she? What's her
cause,
name?
Because me and Cool couldn't handle the girl. We was like, she wearing us out. Not making this up. When we were done, we went in the living room. We was in a huddle. Like, all right, man, look, what's going on? She called us in the room. Like, y'all going to go in from the back. She called us like, what y'all waiting on? Come back in here. Dang. Kool-Aid leaves.
He left.
He left because he got his off. He leaves. And then Martez leave. So he because he got to go with his girl. So she come back in the living room like, so Mel, what's up? I'm like, if three of us couldn't handle you, how in the hell am I going to handle you? So I went in. I tried my best. I went in there. We did what we did.
Gave
and she
you
fired.
Best shot.
I gave my best shot. We rocked out for about an hour or so, between all the other stuff we was doing.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Well, here go the big question is, did you go raw?
Actually, yes. All of us did. We actually did.
So y'all went in behind each other raw.
Raw dog.
Y'all raw dog brothers.
The raw dog. The raw dog. Hey, look, I know they not lying on that Busto story because I met a chick one time and she said she didn't like Martez because Martez got mad at her because she tried to run, Kool-Aid tried to run a Busto on her and tried to bring Martez in. And she was like, nah, I don't want to fuck with Martez. And every time he see her, he'd be like, fuck you, bitch.
But you know what? He did. That happened to him once before. Oh, and the girl was like, I don't want him in here.
Right.
And then Kool-Aid was like, well, he about to eat your ass. She was like, well, let him in.
Yeah,
he
tossed her ass.
Yeah.
Tossing salads and everything.
So he came in, ate her ass.
The chick actually told me that. I met a chick. She told me.
We were going to talk to you first.
All right.
See,
that's
why I was never invited.
Hey, I'm going to ask you. I think I know you. Was she a squirter? A long ass squirter?
Yeah.
Did she date another comedian and y'all took her from him?
What is going on?
I know who you're talking about, dog.
Oh.
I know. Did she have a fine ass daughter?
Oh my gosh. Her daughter?
Not the baby.
A grown ass. She is.
Oh.
Baby who?
Oh, she grown up now, dog.
Hey, look, this is when you stop and start saying, drink Red Stripe.
Oh.
Drink Red Stripe. The great Jamaican.
Hollywood. All right, let's move on. Right. Let's move
shout
on.
I need a drink now.
Shout out to comedy.
Okay,
we got this.
Yeah. All right, so Foolish, what is one of your most memorable comedy moments?
Went last.
Just
shit boring.
Bill should have went last.
Based on that story, everybody follows him.
God, right.
I mean, the only person I ran a train on with was me and Mike Epps ran a train on some one girl before, and it wasn't good. It was not good. I didn't really know what was going on. He just was alive at 4 o'clock in the afternoon with some big pool ball eyes. He was like, come through.
I know what
he was
meant.
Talking like Moses.
Uh-oh.
Come through with the smoke. And I came through with the smoke, and it was at the Athenaeum. It was pitch black in the room. And when I walked in the room, the girl had a vibrator going inside her, passed out.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And the Energizer Blaze was still going, huh?
He was like, that's you. I was like, no, motherfucker. That's you. So it almost went down, but she was drowsy and half dead.
That's a rape right there. That's a rape,
right.
Yeah. It was terrible, man.
Right there.
But the vibrator was still going.
Wow.
And she wasn't even saying nothing.
I don't know. That probably was.
And I thought it was a bee. In the room.
Eddie
didn't
buzz his way out the pussy, too. She
might have
had some good
pussy. It was just dry.
Right.
It was just dry.
That shit
mended on. It was just dry.
Man.
Yeah, y'all didn't know we was going to be going here today, huh?
Damn. That's it. Closet conversation.
I ain't got no comedian Busto story. Well, yeah, I got to write some better jokes.
Anything about Kool-Aid, he wasn't a part of that, no.
No, see, okay, Kool-Aid, man, when we hanged out, it was like really hanged out. Like, he didn't smoke. He'd drink a little bit, okay, maybe, if the girl was fine. But we never got to the point of where we actually would take. Like, I was always in a relationship, for one. I was never really hoish.
Me
like
too.
That. Oh. Yeah, I was mostly always in a relationship.
You were just semi-hoish.
No, it was like I got hoish like in between relationships, just a teens bit hoish.
Just a teens bit hoish.
And it wasn't really teens bit hoish. It was just, hey, all right. All right.
Goodness gracious.
Well, Faygo, what you got? Please. You know, you ain't got to have no bust, though.
Please.
But... Is it a Kool-Aid story or just
a wild? It's a Kool-Aid story. That was a whole thing.
You know what I used to like about Kool-Aid? This is what I used to like about Kool-Aid. When I first started doing comedy, you know what I'm saying? Naturally, when you start doing comedy, you got to do, like, the littlest, grungiest spots where nobody is at. You know what I'm saying? Like little bars, motherfuckers just make up comedy spots. Like, yo, we got a comedy night. They'll hit you up like, come down to my shit. I ain't got nothing to pay you, nothing to do, nothing, but I'm trying to get it started on the love.
I don't get those calls. You get those?
Yeah.
I never got that call right there. Hey, well, always money involved.
I was starting off.
We got a 50 for you.
Right. So when I was starting off, but when I was starting off, though, you know what I'm saying? I was getting them like them fucked up spots. But, you know, I enjoyed it because, you know, it was me talking shit on stage.
Right. Getting your name out.
You know,
there.
And I was liking that shit, you know, whatever. And I'm telling you, every time I went to them spots, Kool-Aid would be in them boys.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, yeah, he would pop up in them boys and he wouldn't even have to, Kool-Aid.
Hey, can I ask you a question? How the hell is you talking past tense? We still do fucked up spots.
Right.
It ain't shit changed. Yeah, you should be privileged to do them fucked up spots. You know why? Because them fucked up spots make you.
Oh, no doubt. Man. Oh, I'm not hoeing the fucked up spots. I'm just saying. They was
fucked
up.
You act like you wasn't at them bitches no more. I'm like, motherfucker, we still
in them. I'm in them a little bit.
But
I'm
now
little...
you getting money for being at the mess up spots.
Yeah, I'm a little preoccupied now, but I still hit them fucked up spots.
This motherfucker preoccupied.
See, he got that plant money. See, he got that plant money.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because I ain't going to lie to you. I look at spots like that is another monument
to
rock.
No, when I talk about
another amenity.
No, when I talk about fucked up spots, I'm not talking about bars and shit like that. I'm talking about a living rooms, I'm talking about anything people is making.
And Kool-Aid stayed in them because he loved the craft.
That's what I'm talking about. And he got paid $500.
And we didn't know.
All the time.
But basically what I was saying was, you know, that was a testament of really how hard you got to work to be at his spot. You know what I mean? Like, we see artists, I mean, we see athletes like Russell Westbrook and all of them, but we don't see what it takes to be Russell Westbrook. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got a hell of a workout regimen. You know what I'm saying?
Say his name one more time.
Russell Westbrook.
You couldn't even think of another comedian. You went Russell Westbrook?
Else, because you got to see what he does in his preseason.
Well, how the hell
is
you
crazy
pumping up Russell Westbrook and we comedian? You couldn't think of no other comedian?
Nah,
nigga said Russell Kool-Aid. Westbrook.
Kool-Aid.
You couldn't say Kevin Hart?
Nah.
You know how many spots Kevin Hart did and it was fucked up and he bombed?
I didn't know.
You know how many spots Michael Blackston did? $100 spots. And I just left one in St. Louis.
To this day.
And, I didn't know.
To this day.
You got to understand the game. No one is higher than the stage. The stage makes you higher.
Right. Yeah, right.
But when you somebody offer you a mic and say they ain't got no money, but they love your show.
Right.
What the fuck is you going to do?
Oh, I do all the spots. I do everything. Hold on. This ain't about me not doing spots and doing spots. Like, I never said I didn't do spots, Kool-Aid. I mean,
because, nigga, we know the punchline is damn near a spot within itself. That bitch
it's
only hold 100.
Yeah, yeah. It's a dope spot. It's a dope
spot. Little than a motherfucker.
Yeah, it's a dope spot. But you know, with Kool-Aid, what impressed me was, you know, he was always... He was always there. You know what I'm saying? He was always doing, like he said, he was doing every stage. And to me, that impressed the fuck out of me because I'm like, damn, dog, you know, and going hard. Mm. You know, he'll walk straight in like, yo, who going up next? Oh, Faygo, put me up before him. And would really try to destroy that bitch. Like,
he never took stage.
And you know why, right?
He never takes stage for
because he was sober as fuck. All of us be getting fucked up. And he over here sober as hell. He always got something to prove. But one thing he did was... He added on to jokes.
Right.
Like, he would tell me a joke, and then I swear, by the end of the week, he done put three more motherfucking levels on that bitch.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And I'd be like, see, that's something you got to understand. If every joke has legs. Not one joke ends in one punchline.
That's right.
You can take it there, but you got to keep on doing the joke, and you got to understand your own personality saying the joke.
And that's where a lot of people make the mistake. You can, well, I'm gonna get another one. Nah, perfect that one. Perfect take that it's one, like ringing out a tile. Just you ring it out and you ring it until you can't ring out anymore. So that way you got all levels of that joke.
That's right.
And that's what you got to do. Like me and Kool-Aid, we was best friends for almost thirty years, and that was some. Almost 30, yeah.
30 years, cuz? Yeah, man. I think you pushed it.
Like, when I was 8, nigga?
Y'all was right. 10 and a half.
88? You started comedy what year?
I've been in the game. I'm 20. I knew him like probably about 6 years before I started.
So you I'd say 26. 22.
No, it's more than 22.
No, we ain't been in that game. Dog,
how long you been in the game?
19 years. How long you been in the game?
No, you been in longer than 19?
No.
I've been in around that time.
I started in 98. I was on BET in 99. Started the radio in 2000.
It's 2019.
I know.
So that's 21 years.
No.
I mean, I'm not trying to out Matthew.
No, we're talking about, he asked me when I started. But when we actually met Kool-Aid, it was 99. So that's like 20 years. But he was saying,
well, I met Kool-Aid at Emmanuel's. That's what.
That ain't no 30 years.
That's because I didn't know none of y'all then. That's when 99. I was watching y'all.
You wasn't 97, was you?
No. Noel, well, I was doing the Big Daddy Fist was the one that brought me 99. Over to the other room.
See, no.
So I started at the Comedy Castle, and he was the one that told me to come over. So, yeah. Well, you might be right. I might.
Don't say 30. 20,
look like
30
your math like, might be off.
I should have started at 98, cool. But I wanted to be a rapper, nigga.
Hey. How you think I started?
A rapping?
I would rap 1 week at the Apollo, at Our Jokes Society. Then I would do comedy the next week.
Straight up?
Yeah, I wanted to be a rapper. Yeah, I still rap. Yeah, I still got flow. Right.
I started off being a rapper, dog. I should have did comedy in 98.
Oh, really? Wow. I was always watching them.
But then I got hired at the plant in 99 and said, no. So okay. I don't know. I would have took a leave of absence, though.
Okay. Yeah, they all. I learned from like just sitting in the back. Kool-Aid was the first to take me under his wings. Foolish was the first to school me on certain things.
Okay,
and after that, like Kool-Aid, he would the first time I ever headlined, he came and watched the show. It was horrible. And he dissected my entire act. He said, "Put this here, put that there, do this here," because I actually had to headline again the following week. And he's like, "Not practice it like that." I practiced it I want to say I did that set about 9 times a day. A 45-minute set I did all day. And that Friday, I headlined the Comedy Castle. That was the first time I headlined the Comedy Castle, and I got a standing O. I know a lot of comedians. I know Chanel was there, Horace, everybody. And I got to end up getting a standing O. And that set, it made me realize something. For him to sit there and watch my whole show and school me on it and make me get better at it.
Right.
It showed right there. And after that, we just started hanging all the time. We became great friends. And it took it to another level. Every time I did some of my first commercials was probably the Art Van commercial. And I remember, he would call me, man, and congratulate me. Even with the movie, he was the first one when the movie premiere came.
But you had a hook up on the furniture though.
I sure did not.
Damn! I used to work at Art Van.
I did too.
On the furniture. I worked at Art Van in high school.
Oh.
And I used to work in the shipping part where people would leave their furniture and forget or whatever. And I used to sell couches to the teacher's lounge, to the principal, Dr. Mickens.
Oh, you, I didn't know that.
Remember they were shady up in Ford?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
I was selling furniture.
That's
to
when Chicken Wing was there.
Right.
So you were selling furniture. Stolen furniture to who?
No, the furniture wasn't
you said
stolen.
Name and everything.
No, the furniture wasn't stolen.
Statute
what it
limitations
was,
carry the two.
No, what it was people was buying furniture and never picking that shit
up. Picking it up.
Still don't supposed to be sold by me.
And your teacher's bought.
That was 97 though. My teacher, I furnished the teacher's lounge.
Damn!
Wow!
I didn't know that.
Well, I was glad that they had to pay because I had worked there. I got fired.
They gave me $800.
Wow! So other than you guys
and a DPS check.
Oh Lord!
I had to cash a DPS check.
You did it though. You did it though. Stop saying his name.
So other than your funny selves, who would be like your top three comedians that you know that you would inspire you? or that you like
in
to
the
watch
city
right
or
now?
Overall?
Who are your top
overall.
Three?
Overall,
top, yeah.
Now, uh-huh. I really don't yeah. know the motherfucker.
shit, I know, right? I would say for me, shit, that's hard because I get inspiration from everybody, even
well, just,
locally.
Well, just name three funny guys that you look up to.
Richard Pryor.
Okay.
Shit. Mitch Hedberg.
Okay.
And
who the fuck is that?
You know who that is? Mitch Hedberg. You know who that is?
Is that boy? Is that what?
Hey, that's his foreman at the plank. That's give the me somebody boy. Else, man.
All right, forget.
You said white boy?
No, yeah, no, yo, no. Embrace that. But I mean, I'm just saying,
yeah.
yeah, that's
but
fine.
But he gave you inspiration. What up, Mitch?
And,
what up, Mitch?
Y'all know who that is.
No, he was the younger stoner Stephen Wright.
You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
I told you, yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
he's fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah, he was
hilarious. One lined out. And I had to say, now, man, I don't know. I like Corey Holcomb.
Okay.
I like Corey Holcomb. Okay. I like he don't give. Oh, Patrice O'Neal. Like, it's too many. Three.
You know,
three
she
ain't
said, he's, she said inspiration.
All of them. Corey Holcomb. Corey Holcomb.
Corey Holcomb. Foolish word of the day.
Yeah, inspiration. I've never looked at comics for inspiration.
Yeah.
It's okay. mostly been characters like family members mm-hmm. and
okay.
people who I think were funny when I was younger who. Like was like we would have capping contests,
mm-hmm. okay.
And these dudes were so vicious they made me vicious.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
By the time I got to comedy, I was already really a comedian.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I didn't know it yet because I was too busy trying to thug it up with the streets and just do what I had to do.
Right.
But when you talk about comedy, when I got in the game, it was the people around you that you knew, like you really knew Kool-Aid. You really knew Big Daddy Fitz. You really knew mm-hmm. Coco. You really knew them. They in your face. So the characters around me were a group of spirits that I always channeled into. If I watch somebody set on TV like Bernie Mac, Steve Harvey, DL, or any of them, it was because I knew they was a professional comedian.
Mm-hmm.
But they still didn't inspire me.
Okay.
People around you. Build
inspire
you up.
Yeah.
Like
foolish
mailman,
answer is my answer.
Seeing mailman come up the way he did, that inspired me. Like that gave me the juice. Every time I see him do something out cold, it gave me more juice because I knew I was part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was part of his come up and he know it. So when he fuck with me, that inspires me to stay in the game. Because a lot of us not in the game.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us play like we in the game,
mm-hmm.
and we got a lot of different hustles.
Mm-hmm.
But people that still getting booked for shows,
right.
still call you for shows, that's in a circle of people that got a different power over you. I can call up downtown Tony Brown, look, need you. That right there is a friendship to me that's unbreakable, to call anybody up and say, I need you, $50, $100, on the love. Don't nothing inspire me more than that.
Okay.
Totally
okay.
agree.
Nice.
Do you
nice.
Think like the newcomers lack that connection?
No, I got, let me tell you, my boy Rambo Funny, my boy Be Easy, Tattoo Man Page, all them cats call me, I call them.
Okay.
I put them on shows. They put me straight up like, hey, man, thank you so much. It's humbling.
They're okay. humbling.
Yes.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Because
Rambo funny as hell.
The ones, the ones he just named yeah. are really humble internet sensations. Like
Rambo, an internet comedian?
He's
from the ATL. He right. a capper. He a hard worker from Amazon
right.
in the ATL. The internet
oh, wow.
comedians
funny
is
as
Tattoo
shit.
Man Page, Be Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Rambo is a stand-up dude who learning comedy from
mm-hmm.
us. He right. really want to be around us. He was, man, let me tell you something.
So how long he been doing Rambo? How long he been doing
couple
comedy?
Years.
Couple
but he
years.
Was there at Baker's last night. He been in my spot on Wednesday night. He been in my spot on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, that red stripe. But he always showing love.
Yeah.
Always.
And I give him the mic.
Are you the big homie,
you
fools?
Coming, if you coming to get the mic, and I know you've been writing, you're going to get the mic.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get you
so
never.
So if there's a comedian and say it's not going well. Like, do you take the mic?
Let me tell you something. To not go well means that now you got to do well. Mm. And you got to learn from that.
Mm. Okay.
Ain't one comedian out here right now living that ain't had a bad show or
okay.
may have another one.
Right. Always.
But you
got
to
right.
be able to come from that and know where you want to go. Boom. I done been too raw at shows.
I can believe it.
And it's like, what did you expect in my head? Because I'm not about to change.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's the difference. You live and die with your set. Because that set that they turned down, another motherfucker paid top dollar for.
Everybody got a fan base.
Do you think it's good? Oh, sorry. I just got questions coming now. Because I'm thinking of comedy shows. You
the host.
Like, some people say the same fucking jokes all the time. Like,
you ain't
I
heard
should
them.
Not be able to go to different venues and hear the same dang old
Why
jokes.
Not?
Why?
Because this is their job. So they don't know that you be at every venue. And every comedian out there, I swear, when they go out of town, be destroying it with that material.
With the same shit that people heard in Detroit.
I swear.
Wow. Oh, absolutely.
Somebody in particular that I've heard a few times,
and
but
you
I
know
won't
what?
Say no names.
You got people that got the same set for 20 years.
Right.
Damn.
Right. I'm talking about, like, I ain't saying no names, but I know for a fact I got my favorite jokes that
right.
I like to do.
Right, right.
Okay.
I got my favorite, but you got so many people who done stole your material.
Yeah.
They might have heard your shit somewhere else.
Right. Low key.
Oh.
Low key.
And,
but you know.
And the thing right. is, the thing I, is I've with that. That. If you ever get a chance, watch comedians and listen to Jerry Seinfeld. It takes 14 years to master a set.
Yeah. Hmm.
So you'll do the same material for almost 14 years.
Right.
Wow.
But like he said, what Foolish said, you put legs on it. Yeah. Like you could say, you could talk about cell phones, and then you talk about cell phone in a charger. And then you talk about cell phones in a charger at the mall. Put the legs on it and make it funny. So yeah, you probably heard it. But like you say, we go out of town and we do that. So when you write a set, Seinfeld right now is working on a new hour special. Mm-hmm. You have not heard from him in like how long?
About 10 years.
Right. But he's working on a special.
About 3 years. He got a special on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, so he's crawling to that.
He rich.
Yeah. But you have to do that. You have to do that. You have to get the legs. And when you rush it, you run into things like What Now by Kevin Hart. Which was horrible.
That's what I
it was horrible.
Damn. Who wrote that?
That's real talk.
All his
friends.
Because
he didn't wrote it.
No, yeah, right. Because he was like, I need material. I'm ready to roll. Y'all give me stuff. He took them jokes. And when I tell you, I was sitting there in the theater.
That's real talk.
When half of the people got up and walked out in the middle of that.
Wow.
I literally went on Facebook.
What, the movie theater or the actual event?
No, the movie theater, not the event.
Okay.
When I went on Instagram and I left a long message to him, and his manager Nate saw the message, and I was like, "That wasn't you, man. That wasn't you doing that.
I said the
it
same
was
shit.
Horrible. That was the machine. That was the marketing. That wasn't you. You didn't write them jokes. That wasn't you." And Nate, he wrote me back and said, "I'm going to let Kevin see this." Mm. He actually put that on there, and I'm sure Kevin seen it because Nate messed with Detroit a lot. So when for that to be said, like when you rushing stuff and you come out there, that was horrible. But people went to see it. When you watch that movie, when the camera pan out, I guarantee you can count how many black people on your hand.
Yeah,
now you can count them.
Like
now,
was this at the stadium?
At the stadium.
Yeah, that was the worst one I ever saw.
Yeah,
I don't comment on rich people shit no more though.
Why you don't comment on rich people shit?
I don't comment because rich people got power.
Okay.
And you might never be able to work nowhere again just because you made a comment.
Right.
And one thing about Kevin Hart, because I'm one of them type of dudes that I be in your dressing room eating your shit up.
Absolutely. Green room.
When I hosted his one of his shows at the Fox, and I was in there fucking his food up. I ain't gonna lie. Kev came in with his wife, and he said, "Foolish, you didn't fuck with them tacos over there, did you?" I was like, "Nigga, you know I know you love them tacos. I ain't fucking shit." He bust out laughing. They all bust out laughing because he knew me already. He knew how I was, and I never met Kevin Hart physically, never in my life.
Okay.
We talked on the phone 2 years probably.
Okay.
Just because we knew Bobo Lamb. Bobo Lamb was out there in California, and he would constantly always be over Kevin Hart's house, and would call me up and shit. And
shout out to Bobo.
But I swear, when you see somebody not mad and they understand life, then they won. So him, at that point, I don't give a care if he wasn't funny. He already won.
Right.
He sold out a stadium.
Right.
That's like Foolish selling out Ford Field.
Right.
Do you know how? Ain't no way I'm going to be funny now. I done sold out Ford Field. And the material that they wrote for me, I'm not going to be able to pull it off. You know why? Because it's not me, just like he said.
Right.
But what I would have to do is look at Ford Field and feel I have to feed off that. Okay. That crowd right there, I probably would have did the same material I did on the first three DVDs. Because he done did so many DVDs, I don't know why people keep pushing him to, like, really come with new funny shit. Right. It's time for him to just put more people on.
Yeah. And that's what I can agree. That's what he's actually doing. And when you rush something out there, and like you're saying, go change all your material, and you rush it, you push it out there, you get this thing called Tiffany Haddish. She was pushed out.
Talk your
out.
Shit, mailman.
She was pushed out. She wasn't ready.
But hold on. But guess what? How many women?
I like
how many? How many women get pushed out into the industry right
My
now that are not
is
ready?
Simone. Is it
some more?
She a bad motherfucker.
Though. I love
so
that.
So somebody said y'all like Tiffany Haddish?
I love Tiffany Haddish.
You like Jess Hilarious?
She's cool.
I like Jess Hilarious.
Yeah. So Jess,
as a comedic actor,
yeah,
Jess Hilarious and Tiffany Haddish are at the same point in comedy right now where they have to prove themselves to be a stand-up comedian, and people are coming to see them selling out shows no matter what. That's very hard.
I would say Tiffany Haddish is a better actress. I mean, I haven't seen Jess Hilarious act, but I mean, she just seemed like
Lil Rel show. You
Lil Rel show.
Her.
Okay,
she's great at that.
Okay.
Give me one Tiffany Haddish joke.
She's good on.
Give me
Lil
one Tiffany Haddish joke.
Okay.
Shit.
She like ready.
That's not a joke. That's
I like the one where she was talking about, like, I mean, that was a real life experience meeting Will and Jada Pinkett Smith and, you know, talking about Groupon and, you know.
What was funny about it?
Yeah.
That, I don't know, it was real and I could relate now, to it. And, yeah.
Now, if I say to you, can you give me an Eddie Murphy joke? You probably could give me a number of them. If I say, give me a Martin Lawrence phrase or joke, you can give me a number of them. Mm. The thing is, if you ask me, like, Faygo got a joke I love because he got a joke I love.
Oh, we have Shawnee on the line.
Shawnee D, baby.
I gotta put on my headphones.
Right.
Yeah. Shawnee D.
Hi, love.
Hi.
Hey, welcome to Closet Conversations.
You said what, honey?
That's not even Faygo's joke. That's not Faygo's joke.
Who you're joking? Stupid. I didn't even get to say the joke. I didn't even get to say what it was.
Fake the joke. He got it from an old man at a nursing home.
Oh, man, you're I probably so did, but that nigga did not, though, so fuck him.
Faygo's nigga baby. Off is a classic joke.
Oh, that nigga off?
Nigga off is classic. Foolish got jokes that I can quote
appreciate that.
All day. Oh, dude, I've been quoting a foolish joke for damn near 15
dude,
years.
Dude, I was a foolish head before
when he
I even
said,
became a comedian,
and I
bro.
Even say this to girl. He said when the girl go, like you take a girl out to eat and she get all excited when you got to eat. She be like, ooh, I love this place. He be like, shut your hungry, happy ass up, bitch. I say that to this day, all day. And my girl on the phone, I've always said that Shawnee D. I've been saying this since day one.
But you admitting to saying this?
I say it all the time. But Shawnee D is hands down the funniest comedian. Funniest female comedian.
Absolutely.
Period. Oh, period.
Hilarious.
Ain't nobody touching her.
Yes.
I can't really tell if I'm the funniest female anymore because I keep hearing myself.
Oh yeah, you definitely gonna hear yourself.
Wow.
You know what? It's only one other female I got respect for in the comedy game than Shawnee, you know what I mean, far as levels of rawness and don't give a fuck, and that's Adele Givens. I can call Adele Givens up and be like, Adele, I need to do a phone interview with you. And she like, to this day, let me know what the times, and I'll work it out.
That's dope as fuck.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And Shawnee is the person that you call and be like, yo, Shawnee, I need us to go on the road. We need to go do this. All right, let me make a couple of arrangements.
Either that or road head, one of the two.
What you say, nigga?
Either that, on the road or road head, either one.
Funny.
You hear this, Shawnee?
You can call me and be like, we need to go shoot this dope house up.
Okay. And I'll be like, what gun Shawnee you want me
down.
To bring? Let's go.
That's right.
She ride or die.
I love it. Shawnee.
All right, guys. Well, we only got like 10 minutes in.
We want
to sell some weed.
A real
sell
some weed up in here. Yeah. Oh, we started late, though.
No, we can't smoke no weed up in here.
No, I said sell some. Because the white guy up here looks like you need to take a couple of these to the crib. Yeah.
I might.
My boy D Nice.
D-Nice.
Johnny, they've changed the engineer's name. He's D-Nice
now.
Y'all
sound like y'all having a great time.
We are.
Well, you know, I ain't going to lie to you. It's in Cass Corridor, and literally, it took me 20 minutes, a little bit more, to find this place because I was like, no, this ain't no trap house. Where the trap house at?
He was high. He put the wrong address in.
Yeah.
But he found it.
He probably stopped and stole a couple of them little sticks.
I'm sure.
Yeah, you know I did. And I stopped at Gus's Chicken right up the street. You know, Gus's Chicken right up the street.
Oh, yeah.
I love of Gus Chicken.
But where they sell Lucy's at over there?
I'm sorry I missed y'all.
They don't.
I'm sorry I missed y'all.
Who said that? You did.
Hey, but Shani, now, we need one Kool-Aid story right quick.
Please.
No.
You got to have one raw. It's got to be raw, though.
It doesn't have
like
to
he
be
had to
raw.
Have, he had to, like, fuck one of your friends, and she told you.
Mailman.
And she told you.
No, Kool-Aid's fucked all Shani's friends.
I think I told the raw story, and it came at the end of our journey, is when he was in the hospital sick, and he kept trying to move because he was moving his penis. He needed to move his penis because his catheter was messed up. And okay. I had to help him because I had to move his gown. And okay. So I thought he wanted me to help him. But I actually, he was pointing at it, so I thought he was trying to show it to me.
Shani sucked that catheter right out of Kool-Aid's dick.
Bless your heart, Shani. You're real.
No, he wouldn't even let me touch it, and I didn't appreciate that. When he moved it, when I moved his gown, he smacked my hand. I was like, well, damn, I just thought I thought you needed help. I said, it ain't as big as you claim it was anyway.
You know, he respected the shit out of you, Shani, for real. Because anybody else,
I was about to say,
I ain't gonna
that.
Lie, he would have fucked Heather J. He would have fucked Heather J.
If he didn't.
You said if he didn't, y'all.
Damien said I had to fuck everybody to get in the circle. So I guess that's what all of them did to become the circle.
Oh. That was beautiful right there.
Bam, bam, bam.
The ingredients are beautiful right
there. He said, you want to be in this gang, God damn it.
Yeah, we were going to actually ask, like,
need to hang with the big dogs
more
often.
Had to do. Uh-oh. Hello?
Let me know when we gonna do the threesome.
Right,
me,
right.
You, no, it ain't even gonna be a threesome because Martez don't even count if he gonna be coming like you say.
We heard that story.
She know the story. She know the real story. She know the real person.
Wow. That's funny.
She talking about she know the real person.
I wish I had that, man, but I done popped too many dick pills to get back on that level. Gas station got the rhinos.
Shani.
The rhino.
Shani.
Hey, this nigga's stupid, dog.
They just, girl, I wish you were here.
Right.
You're going to have to come back. It's just going to be me, you, and Chris.
Yeah.
A girl's night. Yes.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
He said it twice.
Oh, gosh. Right. They just go with some of this. Yes.
So let's hear some funny material.
Boy, like,
who got something real funny? Like,
oh, they want material. What's, damn.
Let's go.
This is like the freestyle. Yeah.
Shani, you first. Shani, go ahead and hit them with some material since your shit already out there through the mother girl.
I don't got no damn material.
Oh, damn.
But we got real life shit.
I got a joke.
Okay, all right. Come on. Let's with the joke.
Y'all want to hear the joke real
quick? Let's go, Faygo.
All right. I got a joke real quick. I like this joke. All right.
It better not be something I heard before.
I doubt it. I don't know. But it's funny as fuck.
Okay.
All right, so three vampires walk into a bar and shit, right? And three vampires walk into a bar, right? They sit at the bar and shit. And the bartender go up to one of the vampires. He say, hey, man, what can I get you? One of the vampires said, I take a glass of blood, right? For the sake of the joke, the bartender had blood. So he goes, get the glass of blood, give it to him and shit. He go to the second second vampire and say, what can I get you? The second vampire say, give me a tall glass of blood. Okay, so he go get him a tall glass of blood for the sake of the joke and shit, right? Then he go to the third vampire. He say, I already know. You want a pitcher of blood? The vampire say, nah, man. Just give me a cup of hot-ass water. And then he pulled a tampon out his coat and was like, I'm having tea.
You know what? Goddamn it, Faygo.
That's pretty wrong.
That wasn't too bad.
I used that to bust the crowd wide open.
Yeah, that's the one you use?
That's like an icebreaker.
Yeah, when they act up tight, I use that with it.
Fishy, fishy.
Right.
All right.
I like that.
Anybody else?
Is this a no from you? You know, it was about a three at best.
I like dating women with mismatched lingerie. That's my new shit.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
No matches.
And why is that?
Because y'all more prepared to get out. When shit matching and shit, people act all uppity and shit. Velvet bra wearing ass.
I just spent $200 on this bitch.
No.
I'm leaving
don't
it
nut
out.
On the bra.
Don't nut on the bra.
It's expensive shit.
But open your mouth, man. It's going somewhere.
No, the rule is if her underwear matches, you're not the one who decided you were having sex that night.
Oh, yeah. That is true.
Hey, why do it sound like he will come right? Oh, my God. I'm about to really come.
I'm going to let this ejaculation out on you so hard.
Be still, Ken.
Tally-ho. Tally-ho.
Be still, Ken.
I'm ejaculating on you. Oh, God.
If I ever said that in my life, I'd take my own life.
It ain't like you're going to say, hey, boss up on this cock.
He might.
Where's LaQuisha, my golf balls?
You never know.
He might. You hear me, Ted? You boss up on. Oh, he like black women?
Right.
Oh, you like his black women?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
He been turned out. He been earth, winded, and fired.
There you go.
Earth, winded, and fired.
We got Shiny D for you. Shiny D single.
Shiny ain't gonna fuck with that, for real. He gonna have to come with some accessory. You gonna have to, like, put a roof up in her crib. You, like, gonna have to decorate the basement, put some chandeliers in there.
And have a gold chain.
Tell him, Shiny. What you gotta say, Shiny? Tell him.
I tell him, don't ask me if I want to drink. I ain't thirsty. My goddamn roof is, and it drinks shingles.
What is it? Drinks shingles. That's fucking hilarious.
Hey, I ain't mad at you.
Oh my God.
I'm gold digging too. Damn, Nick.
There you go, dog. Finally get you some money for your car.
Yeah, I won't. I won't mess with a girl unless she make under $150,000.
We might have to turn Shiny up.
Yeah, she's kind of low.
Shiny was trying to say something.
Go ahead, Shiny. Go ahead, repeat that, baby.
No, y'all didn't hear me. I'm sorry. I need a better phone.
Now go ahead, baby.
I just was letting people know that I beg differently. Y'all know I'm dating a dude that bought me a hot water tank, so I moved my standards way up.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Hot water tank.
I'm dating somebody who wanted me to have a hot, clean ass.
Okay. Ah,
that's real.
So now you ain't out here hoeing for hot dogs. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Man,
you get a large chili fry. You used to fuck anybody.
I don't want a long island. I want a
patio. I ain't gonna lie. If I carry a hot water tank, I really love your ass, for real.
If I get your friend,
yeah, and I put it in, and you ain't talking to me no more. As soon as that hot water on, you give me some hot ass. It's one of the two. That is
hot water
and
tank.
Some hot throat.
Okay. That go the hoe coming out. Here we go.
There we go. Christmas done came back.
All right. Here we go. Ringing the
bell. Happy birthday.
You're talking about some hot throat. That was nasty.
Okay, Shawnee. Well, goddamn.
Don't let her fool you.
Huh?
The whore be in church. Don't let her fool you.
All the time. Over there looking at what I'm putting in the offering tray.
Every time I go to church, I want to have sex with the girl I'm with.
Married the preacher.
I don't care. They get
you
to jumping up.
Dates?
They get to jumping up and bouncing around and shaking. I'm like, okay, I'm hitting that as soon as we leave.
Oh,
I am just a whore. I don't give a damn.
No.
Shiny, would you tell them?
They'll be looking at her booty like, won't he do it?
Won't he do it? God is good. Yes, he is.
They both cancers, ladies and gentlemen. They both cancers.
Oh, who cancers? Yes.
Him and Shiny.
I'm a cancer.
Oh, shit.
Shiny, we have to get ready to get off. We are getting signaled to wrap it up. So we will have to invite you back.
Love
you
very much.
Y'all
have a good
time. Love you,
baby. Love you, too. Feel better.
Thank you so much for joining us.
I have to come out and see you at one of your shows.
Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, Super Sports Bar.
Oh, that's the one. Okay. Yeah.
337 Southfield Road.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so
much. 8 o'clock.
If you all want to go around and shout out your social media.
Okay. Y'all can catch me on.
S-H-A-N-I-E-D-313. I said it so quick. Bye.
Say it again, baby.
Say it again. My bad.
S-H-A-N-I-E-D-313. It's some underscores in between the D's, so you'll find me, though.
Shiny D 313.
Thank you, Shiny.
Thank you.
Love you, Mama.
I'm on Instagram at 7 Mile Fago with a 7. 7 Mile Fago, straight across. And I have a podcast called Jump Shots and Conies.
Uh-oh.
So you can catch that on Instagram, too, Jump Shots and Conies. But all it's right, on YouTube, right. though. You can check all it out right. on YouTube.
All right. All
hey,
right,
F.Raw nice. On Instagram. I do not have a Facebook. That dude on there, I don't know who the fuck that is. I got 7 pages.
For real, though?
Yeah, it's like that.
you the man. That's success, man.
That's when they are bootlegging pages. Yeah. F.Raw on IG. IG, but you can also check me out at foolish.raw@gmail.com for emails.
Okay. Okay. All right, Melvin.
Check me out. IG is Mailman Funny. MailmanFunny. That's IG. Facebook, I really don't care about. But I'm comedian Melvin Bender on there. But man, all the other stuff, man, from Comedy Central Detroiters to the commercials to I just shot a couple quick and long commercials.
Don't forget the movies, right. My nigga.
The movies, Assassin's Cole. Yeah. Got a movie coming out, working with Eminem on one. So look, man, just look for me. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of time before somebody say, let me do a podcast with you. And like, hey, you got to call my managers.
Hey, that movie with Eminem, is that Southpaw movie?
No. Uh-uh.
What's Southpaw?
Well, we
they
thank
got a movie
you.
Called Southpaw coming out, I think.
All right.
Here goes. That
thank
like.
You guys thank for you joining all. Us.
Thank you for having
and
us.
And we are Closet Conversations.
Okay. Okay, we got to get on. One, two, three. Take it in the face.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Peace out.
God bless. Bye, Daddy.